Welcome to Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope, where each week you will find yourself feeling loved, inspired, and encouraged in your life. Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope will place a smile on your face and warm the cockles of your heart. Tune in each week, Saturday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific Time on Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show, all of you who are on the switchboard and the chat room, and all of you who will be listening in the archives and on your iPads. I want to welcome you tonight. And I have Olivia, my friend, listening tonight as well. I want to do a little shout out to you. This will be one of my last shows that I'll be doing. I'm going to do four more shows. This is one of them. And Blog Talk Radio has been a wonderful venue for me to get my messages out. They've been very supportive of me and everything, but God is moving me onward. So I won't be here after September 10th, and I will miss you. However, you can still listen to all of my shows in the archives at blogtalkradio.com/Joyce List. So keep that in mind. You can always visit me on Facebook as well and on my webpage, angeloflovministry.com. So having said that, I do wish to say, beloved, this is a beloved Blog Talk Radio staff, Alan, and faithful listeners over the years. Like I said, this will be one of my last shows I'll be doing. After 8 wonderful years of sharing God's love with everyone in our world and local communities, and supporting always our precious veterans, God is moving Mama Joyce onto a new path. And so it is with a bittersweet farewell. This show will be one of 4 ending the career of Mama Joyce, Messages of Hope. I ask you to please continue to support Blog Talk Radio and make sure all your friends and family and coworkers subscribe and listen and join in to this awesome venue of a huge amount of love, self-help hosts, and so much more. You'll be able to access all my shows in the archives, like I said, at www.blogtalkradio.com/Joyce List. And the call-in number tonight is 1-347-850-1527, and I look forward in hearing from you all. And God bless you, and thank you so much for all your love and support over the years. Having said that, I would love very much to play a song that is near and dear to my heart, and also to my friend Olivia, and this is dedicated for you, Olivia. Here we go.
Some of you young folks been saying to me, "Hey, Pops, what you mean, what a wonderful world? How about all them wars all over the place? You call them wonderful? And how about hunger and pollution? They ain't so wonderful either. But how about listening to old Pops for a minute? Seems to me it ain't the world that's so bad, but what we are doing to it. And all I'm saying is, see what a wonderful world it would be if only we'd give it a chance. Love, baby, love. That's the secret. Yeah. If lots more of us loved each other, we'd solve lots more problems. And man, this world would be a better. That's why old Pops keeps saying, I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful
world. That was Louis B. Armstrong, the great Satchmo.
I love him. Isn't he awesome? And what a beautiful song that is. I have someone who's on the line who would like to maybe ask a question or ask her a prayer request, and I'll bring you on the air here, but I also would like to make some announcements shortly, and of course we'll make time for prayer. You're on the air. Are you there?
Yes. Hi, Mama. How are you?
Okay.
My name is Susie, and I'm sorry to hear that I read that this is my first time listening, and I hear that this is your last time on the air.
Well, this is one of four shows. My last time on the air will be September 10th.
Okay. All right. Well, I was wondering, do you do readings?
No, sweetheart. What I do, I'm Christian. So I don't do readings. I do prayers for people, and if God gives me a word for someone, I share it. But I do pray for people, and if you have a need that you wanted to share, and okay, and I could pray for you and ask God to meet that need. Would that be something that you would enjoy for me to do, dear?
Yes.
Okay.
Please. I have been putting a real serious effort into bringing in the relationship that's for my highest and best interest by God. And I have seemingly have gotten a couple of lemons here, and I just need prayers that the right person that's going to be good for me to come in to my life.
That's a beautiful prayer, and that's a genuinely honest and sincere prayer, and I believe God would honor such a prayer, Susie. So I'm going to pray for that right now for you, dear. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, I lift up Susie to you. And you know all about her heart and her relationships and her desires, Father. And I just ask, Lord, that you bring the right person, the one that you choose that would be perfect for Susie, to have a wonderful relationship with, Father. And I ask that Susie seeks you with all her heart and really desires your will and your guidance in her life, Father. And let her feel your love and your presence and your care for her. that when she leaves the choice and decision with you, you give the very best. So, Father, I ask that you grant her wisdom and discernment and understanding and knowledge, and that you open her mind and heart to receive your truth, and that you will send the right person to her at the right time, Father, and help her to be patient until that time comes. And meanwhile, bless her in a very special manner. And we praise you and give you all the glory in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, Susie. And just know that God watches over you and loves you, and he cares about what you care about. So be patient and let him work in your life and in your heart, and he will bring forth that perfect person for you, and there will be no more lemons. God bless you, Susie, and thank you so much for asking for prayer. And I will go ahead once again and do that prayers at the end of the show as well. I want to welcome Chaplain Steve. He's on the switchboard, and I'm so glad you're here tonight. I'm going to make some announcements tonight, and then we'll get on with the show. And one of the most precious announcements I'm going to make is with my friend, Chaplain Steve. He happens to be my brother in the Lord and my friend. And he was a former hospital chaplain with a master's degree in theology. Chaplain Steve can help your loved ones through life's challenges. You can contact Chaplain Steve at 1-800-539-6143 or visit him at www.sandiegoworkplacechaplains.com. He is a wonderful chaplain. He's a wonderful man of God, and he also has a bail bonds company, a Christian bail bonds company in San Diego area. So he is doing that, but he's also doing the workplace chaplains. And I suggest that if your loved one or you know someone who needs a bail from a situation that they got themselves into, we all make mistakes in life. We all do things wrong. But Chaplain Steve will work with you and see if he can perhaps help you not only get a bail for your loved one or the person that needs the bail, but also talk with them and pray with them and help them turn their lives around. But he also is a workplace chaplain. So once again, that's www.sandiegoworkplacechaplains.com, or the toll-free number is 1-800-539-6143. Also, once again, I do want to ask you to support Blog Talk Radio. They have reasonable prices, and they help others like Mama Joyce to get their messages out to the public and have shows that help others stay informed of world events, as well as ways to help yourself and others. Sign up for a free month to test it out and tell all your friends as well. It's fun and easy and a great venue to network and connect with people from around the world. Also, Mama Joyce supports HopeMill.com, and that's Pearl Huber, H-U-B-E-R. She's in the San Fernando Valley. She makes blessing bags. They're home bags for the homeless, and she fills them with socks and water and food and a writing tablet and toiletries and all different kinds of things that the homeless veterans and homeless others in our community need, and their immediate needs are met. So please go to HopeMill.com and check out Pearl Huber's wonderful ministry there and see if you can contribute in some way. Of course, prayer is a top priority, but she's always in need of backpacks and non-gender deodorants and non-gender shampoos, that type of thing. And contact her and see if you can perhaps donate some of those things or even your time to volunteer and put the bags together. Also, the gentleman who, for the past 8 years, who's been doing my intro is Matt, and he has a website, mattspeaking.com. Also, Mama Joyce supports Precious New Directions, ndvets.org. They're on Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles, and they have a wonderful ministry where they help the precious veterans who come home get back on their feet, become drug and alcohol free, and work on their post-traumatic stress disorders and get them back acclimated into our world again. So please check out ndvets.org. My precious veterans and the ones who listen in Afghanistan and Iraq overseas, God bless you. I hope you're able to listen to the show in the archives after they go off in September. And just know I'll be praying for you regardless whether I have my show or not. You can always contact me at angeloflovministry.com. And please, once again, let's support our firefighters as well. They're having such a hard time with these fires in California, and so I'm asking that you support them in every way you can, especially with our prayers, and of course the flood victims in Louisiana and the different parts of the states there. They're all experiencing a lot of turmoil, and also the civil disobedience. We need to bring God back into our world and United States and, you know, stop all the mayhem and the hurtful, you know, actions of people and the hatred that needs to stop. I'm going to play this next song for my dear friend who is in the chat room. His name is Drew, and this is one of his most favorite songs, and this is dedicated to you, Drew.
I want you here with me.
That song is for you, Drewski. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. There's someone who would like to come online, perhaps ask for prayer. Bring you on now. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, I was just calling. Do you do readings?
No, sweetheart, I don't. I do prayers. I do prayers.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, if you have a need for God to, you know, to meet a need, I can pray for you.
Oh, no, I didn't need that, but thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. God bless you and have a nice evening. Yeah. Anyway, I guess, you know, I get those calls once in a while. But anyway, I just am so blessed to have done this show for 8 years, and I'm very grateful to have the opportunity to share my messages of hope. I hope they inspire and encourage other people to become a part of the solution and not the problem in our world, because there's a lot of things going on in our world, just like it says in the book of Revelation, and each day it's getting worse and worse. So what we want to do is turn our world back over to God, and our United States especially, and you know, and bring love back into the world and the truth. And this indeed was nation was based one nation under God when it became you know, the United States of America. So we need to bring that back again, and God would heal our land. So hopefully you know, we can do that if there's enough people in the world and in the United States who would like to see that happen. We're praying for that to happen. In the next few shows that I'm going to have ahead, I'm going to be promoting the people I always promote every week and doing different venues of things. But I would like September 10th, my last show, for all the people over the years that I have had on my show and have been so supportive and loving, and that I've supported as well, I'd love for you to call in that last night, September 10th, and, you know, share some of your stories and what's going to be going on in your life, and how people could contact you if they need to. And just would love to have you on the show September 10th and let people know that how my show has affected you as well, even if you haven't been on the show. You know, you're welcome to do that. Now, this next song I'm going to play is one by Christine Aguilera, and it's a beautiful song, and it's called Beautiful. I love it because it ministers to my heart, and because truly, truly, we are beautiful.
Every day is
was Christine Aguilera. I have a trouble pronouncing her name. I'm illiterate, sorry, when it comes to that. Anyway, I love all kinds of venues and music, and I love worship music, and but I do listen to other kinds of music too, and hopefully that doesn't offend anybody. But if it does, I don't know what to tell you, because music is beautiful. God made it, and there's all kinds of music out there that can really minister to you. And so I enjoy, you know, playing music. And I wanted to touch on something here. You know, you can, like I said, you can come and listen to my shows after they air anytime. You know, I've done 8 years of shows. So there's all different ones you can listen to if you need some encouragement or inspiration. Hopefully you can listen to my shows. Also, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure that I make time each week for prayer, because prayer is a powerful tool, and we really need it, especially today in this world. There's so many things going on that, you know, are just disheartening and frightening. And just like it says in the book of Revelation, men's hearts will be failing, you know, with all the things that are coming on the earth. And so we need to, you know, keep prayerful and keep our focus on God and his son, Jesus Christ, and not the violence and the terrible things that are going on in the world, and to hold love in our hearts and to hold God's ways in our hearts. And if you need to know God's ways, go to the Holy Bible and read his characteristics and attributes and the relationship he had with David and Solomon and all the people in the Bible, and how much he loves all of us and he cares about us, you know. Keep in mind that when we make mistakes and when we do things that are hurtful, there's consequences to that. Sometimes the consequences are we have to play out whatever we did to hurt somebody or do some kind of violent act. We have to have a consequence for that. And there's sometimes when we do things inadvertently, not maybe intentional, God will give us grace and mercy. But it's up to him to decide how that's going to play out. But the main point is to love one another and help each other and learn to forgive and follow the ways of God. Now, this next song I'm going to play is something that really ministers to me. It's a worship song, and it's called In the Eye of the Storm. It's very apropos because we're kind of in the eye of the storm right now, what's going on in our world. So I hope you'll enjoy this.
In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. And in the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. When the solid ground is falling out from underneath my feet, between the black skies and my red eyes, I can barely see. When I realize I've been sold out by my friends and my family, I can feel the rain reminding me. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. When my hopes and dreams are far from me and I'm running out of faith, I see the future I picture slowly fade away. And
when the tears of pain and heartache are pouring down my face, I find my peace in Jesus' name.
In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor. When my sails are torn, your love surrounds me. In the eye of the storm,
doctor says I've only got a few months left. It's like a bitter pill I'm swallowing. I can barely take a breath. And when addiction steals my baby girl and there's nothing I can do, my only hope is to trust you. I trust you, Lord.
In the eye of the storm,
Chaplain Steve, when I end the show tonight, I'm going to play Strong Tower for you because I know that's one of your very favorite songs and that's dedicated to you. Anyway, I wanted to share with you to please always remember, to put away pointing of the finger and judging other people and love one another. And if you see somebody being bullied or someone being hurt in some way, I would hope that you would intercede and in a safe way and, you know, and make the violence stop. You know, we're in this world for a very short time. And what we do in this world makes a big difference. Especially to the people around us. You know, people watch us and see how we behave, and especially being a Christian, you know, we want to love one another and help each other and follow the ways of God and be a light unto the nations, you know, not going around judging and pointing the finger and hurting other people that's not what God wants. You know, he wants to love people into the kingdom of God. So there's someone who's come on the line and maybe perhaps wants prayer. I'll bring them on. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you very much. My name is Wendy from Sacramento. I had an experience a few times where I wasn't able to lift myself out of the bathtub. And I had a fractured back many years ago.
Oh.
And my left knee is weak. If you can say prayers that my back gets strong, and I've been in pain for several days. Sometimes that happens. So I need my back to be healed, and I need to get my strength back in my back and my legs so that I can take baths again.
Right. Oh, Wendy, I'd be glad to do that for you, dear. I'll lift you up in prayer right now, okay?
Thank you. And I also
had
two surgeries on my ring finger last November. And, thank God no cancer, but they had to do a reconstruction. My baby finger and my ring finger and the middle finger, I cannot close my hand completely, and they're curved in. So if you can also say prayers that these fingers will regain their mobility and that they'll straighten out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what a beautiful prayer request that is. And I'm going to pray for total healing for you, Wendy. And I want to thank you so much for coming on the show tonight and asking for prayer. It's my pleasure, and it's a privilege and an honor. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus, I lift up Wendy to you right now. And she has a back problem, and her fingers are in need of healing in her back so that she could take baths again and have the mobility restored in her fingers. Father, you know how to do all that. We bring Wendy to you and the needs that she has for her body for healing, Father God, and we lift her up to you, and we ask that you give her a healing touch from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet and all points in between. We pray for her back specifically and her fingers, and we ask that you restore her and heal her, and we are careful to give you all the glory and all the honor due your name. You are Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals, and we thank you and call upon you, and we're in agreement. When two or more are gathered as touching anything they ask of my Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, it shall be done. So we're asking in agreement for total healing for Wendy, and we thank you and praise you and give you all the glory in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. What a privilege and honor it is to, pray for somebody who has a need. I just really look forward to that, and that's why I use part of my show, especially towards the end, to pray for people. It's very important. And Wendy, just rest assured, dear, I'll be praying for you each and every day, and I'll have this show till September 10th, and hopefully by then, you'll be restored and healed, and you could call in with a praise report. And thank you once again. And I want to thank Chaplain Steve again and Drew for coming in, and Olivia and all of you who are listening out there, and Wendy and Susie, everybody. And, this is a beautiful song I'm going to play for you, and I hope you'll really enjoy it. Because we are to look to God for our strength. When all our strength is gone and we need to carry on, we look to God. So this is by Whitney Houston, I Look to You.
As I lay me down, heaven hears.
I'm lost without a cause. After giving it my all, winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you.
Beautiful. I love Whitney. God bless her. Well, I'm going to say a prayer right now for everybody. I do want to do a little shout out to Eric and Nikki, who popped into the chat room there, and just say hello and thanks for popping in. Eric happens to be my son. Anyway, I'm going to lift all of you up in prayer, and I'll remember you, Wendy, not to worry, and Susie, and all of our precious veterans and Chaplain Steve, everybody, and Olivia. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus, thank you for this Blog Talk Radio show, and thank you for allowing me to be here for 8 years to glorify you and bring hope and messages of hope back into the world. And I lift up Blog Talk Radio and the veterans, Jacob and Barry and Val and Ralph and Olivia and Chaplain Steve and Drew and Chris and Eric and Nikki and all the persecuted Christians in the world and Wendy and Susie and all of you who are listening tonight and in the archives and Heavenly Deposit movie that's going to be coming out next year as well. Rick and I want to say Vincent, but I just had a little brain burp there. Anyway, the Heavenly Deposit movie, we lift them up to you as well, and all our military and our firefighters and the people who are experiencing the floods and the fires in the United States and the tornadoes and all the civil disobedience. And Father God, I lift them up to you right now, and I ask that you meet every one of their needs, Father. Put a hedge of protection around us and keep us safe, Father, and deliver us from all evil and negativity. And Father God, we lift up especially Chaplain Steve tonight to bless the work of his hands and prosper him. And God bless him for all the years he supported Mama Joyce and all our precious veterans and military and the persecuted Christians in the world who need prayer. Father, we lift them to you. And Facebook and their loved ones who need prayer, my church at Emmanuel who needs prayer, Chapel of the Hills and Patty, and all the people who are suffering with cancer and those who are ailing and sick and who need treatment, and those who need healing in their relationships and healing in their finances and restoration and justice, Father. We lift all these needs up to you. You are a God of justice. You are Jehovah Jireh, a God that provides for us. And we thank you for the opportunity to come together tonight and to glorify you. And, Lord, thank you once again for the opportunity to meet the needs of these people. And a special blessing and a special prayer for Olivia tonight, that you heal her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet and all points in between, Father God. And we just give you all the glory, and all the gratitude for everything you have done, you are going to do, and that you will do. I lift up my sister Cynthia to you and my sister Susie and my Uncle Billy and my cousins and all my loved ones to you, Father God, and I ask that you meet their needs too, and thank you for healing me as well, Father God. And we praise you, we give you all the glory, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I'm going to take us out with this song by Cutlass and its Strong Tower, and this is dedicated to Chaplain Steve, a dear brother in the Lord and friend of mine. And I want to thank Eric and Susie and Wendy and Chris and Olivia and Chaplain Steve and Drew, everybody for coming to see me tonight. And know that I love you and you guys are in my prayers every day. And just God bless you and keep you safe. And, of course, we lift up our firefighters special tonight and those who are first responders. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all and see you next week, same time.
Do any of you guys out there have a Strong Tower, a worship project? Awesome. Well, you guys should know these next couple songs then. We'd encourage you to sing them along with us. This next song is the title track on that record.
Okay, please forgive me. I'm going to pray if I interrupt this for Taryn. I didn't see that till just now. Eric had asked me to pray for Taryn, that her marriage is coming to an end and for the Lord to move into her life. So, Lord, we lift up Taryn to you, and we ask that you meet Taryn's needs, that you restore her heart, her broken heart, and if it's your will that their relationship be restored, we ask that, Father, otherwise, God, your will be done, and go before them, make the crooked places straight, and meet the needs of Taryn, and meet the needs of her husband, and perhaps they could turn their lives to you, Jesus, and have their marriage restored, but we look to you, Father, for the answer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Do any of you guys out there have a Strong Tower, a worship project? Awesome. Well, you guys should know these next couple songs then. We'd encourage you to sing them along with us. This next song is the title track on that record. This song is called Strong Tower.
Dreams have gone astray.
That was Strong Tower. I had been asked to do a show for 2-hour show. Tell my last one. I don't know. We'll see. We'll have to get the material for it. But God bless you all for coming tonight, and hope to see you next week. That'll be the 27th at 7 p.m. Pacific time. Check out angeloflovministry.com, and you know, let me know that you're there. And please call in at the show if you want prayer. And just know that Mama Joyce loves you. I care about you deeply, and I pray for y'all every day, especially for our nation. And just God bless you. Take care, and I love you, and I care for you, and I just can't say it enough, folks. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, safe weekend, and God bless our firefighters and first responders helping with the floods and the fires, and all of the veterans and our military especially. I just love you all, and I cherish every moment. And remember the ranch vision. God bless you all. We've got 10 seconds left, so I'll just say there's someone who wants to. Hello, you're on the air. We've got a few seconds left. I guess they hung up.